The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for March, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Family Life Today with hosts Dave and Ann Wilson. You can hear their weekday broadcast three times at 5:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 6:30 p.m. And their weekend edition, and that's heard Saturday nights at 7. Recently, Dave and Ann Wilson were talking about the subject of shame on the daily broadcast.
So has anyone ever said to you, you should be ashamed of yourself?
My mom.
Did she say that?
Often, but I remember one night, sort of funny now, but it wasn't in the moment. I was probably 13. I was sitting at the dinner table. She had some friends over and I cursed. I mean, I'd never cursed out loud in front of my mom. And she was embarrassed and she looked at me and said, I am so ashamed of you. I'm washing your mouth out with soap. She had always threatened to do that. She literally did it that night. She grabbed me. I thought she couldn't do it. But my mom, you know, single mom, she took me in the kitchen and she got the soap and she washed my mouth out with soap.
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Ann Wilson.
And I'm Dave Wilson, and you can find us at familylifetoday.com or on the Family Life app.
This is Family Life Today. That's an interesting comment. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, she was ashamed.
Yeah.
Of her son's actions in front of her friends. And she told me later, I will never hear those kind of words come out of your mouth. And I remember feeling this weight of embarrassment for myself and for our family. Mm. And it sort of opens up this dialogue today about this word shame. And we've got two people in the studio that can talk about it with some real wisdom. Ron and Nan Deal are back with Family Life Today. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your story just hits it. And here's the crazy thing about shame. Even if somebody does not say to you, you should be ashamed of yourself, we just do feel ashamed of ourselves.
My line was, what were you thinking when you did that?
You would say that to your kids?
No, that's what was said to me.
Oh.
With a curse word in there. Mm. All my life.
The message to her was exactly what your message was
exactly.
To you, Dave. It was, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, when people we love and care for, like our parents or a spouse or somebody, especially somebody in authority, says to us, you should be ashamed of yourselves, we do feel ashamed of ourselves. And then we're stuck.
And that seems to take root. Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Like it seems to go deep. I think we all have felt that. And I'm sure our listeners have felt like, yes, that word shame, that lingers.
As a matter of fact, the person we're going to be listening to today, Dr. Kurt Thompson, would say it's neurological. It's deep, so deep into our heart, our spirit, and our brain in that it takes root in the actual functionality of how our brain works. That's really deep. And so it's hard to get rid of. It's hard to shake.
Sort of define shame.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, guilt is I feel badly about something I've done. And shame is I am bad. It's an identity statement. Shame cuts all the way to how I feel about myself and my worth and my value.
Remember to listen to Family Life Today three times each weekday, 5:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 6:30 p.m. And their Saturday night edition at 7 p.m. called Real Life Loading. Family Life Today also sponsors the Weekend to Remember Marriage Conferences, and they have a conference coming up this month, March 17th through the 19th at the Hyatt Regency in Bellevue. Find out more about that at familylifetoday.com.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.